Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Tuesday, December 22nd. The Flint City Council has signed off on joining a $641 million settlement of water crisis lawsuits. The council voted last night to tap $20 million in insurance funds to pay the city's share of the settlement. But Councilmember Monica Galloway did not support the resolution.
We had no control over emergency managers, and yet we sit as a community defending the very emergency managers that were imposed upon us.
But a majority of Flint City Council members saw the settlement as a more acceptable alternative to potentially more expensive civil litigation. A federal judge may give the master settlement pre-approval next month. The legislature wrapped up its 2019-2020 session yesterday. One of its final acts was House approval of a $465 million budget bill that will provide assistance to workers, businesses, and hospitals affected by the COVID-19 crisis. We have more from Rick Pluta.
This was the final step before sending the bill to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The bill includes a pay boost for workers on the front lines of dealing with COVID-19, funding to help with vaccine distribution, and an extension in unemployment benefits for workers idle due to the health crisis. There's also money to help struggling small businesses. These were tough negotiations, with the only point of agreement between Republicans and Democrats being no one is entirely satisfied with the final product. State Representative Abdullah Hamoud is a Democrat from Dearborn.
Although it is a step in providing relief, I want to caution my colleagues from believing that this is enough.
Democrats say more help for renters and making prisons safer for infected inmates should be high on next year's priorities list. I'm Rick Pluta.
Nonprofit leaders want to help bring people together in the new year after a particularly partisan election. A series of conversations will be held across Michigan aimed at educating residents about the electoral process and social media. The program is supported by a $50,000 grant from the Andrew Mellon Foundation. Jennifer Rupp is the director of state and federal grants for Michigan Humanities. One of the major divides she hopes the conversations will bridge is the rural-urban divide.
And so, is there a way that we can come together and bring all of these similarities to light so that people can have conversations about why they are feeling the way they're feeling or how they're viewing certain issues and see if we can find that common ground?
One conversation has already been held with the rest of them scheduled for early 2021. Michigan's most populous county, Wayne County, has rolled out a new program for some of its residents who have been impacted by the state's recent COVID-19 public health orders. Food service, entertainment, hospitality, and fitness workers with certain income limits are eligible for a one-time, no-strings-attached $500 cash card. Wayne County Executive Warren Evans says cash cards can get much-needed relief to workers without the logistical barriers or unnecessary overhead that can come with other forms of support.
We wanted to help provide some level of relief during the holidays for people who can't work right now because of the health pandemic that we're facing.
The county says up to 8,000 cards will be distributed by the end of December. The money for the program comes from the Federal CARES Act and the funding that came from that bill to Wayne County. In our forecast, it'll be mostly cloudy today. A few snow showers are possible to the north. Highs will be in the low to mid 30s or minus 1 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Tuesday, the 22nd day of December 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk again tomorrow.